resilient hearts, turning breakdowns into breakthroughs. Discover a world where heartbreak, separation, and divorce are not the end of the road. Come along as we explore inspirational stories, professional insights, and actionable methods for overcoming setbacks and achieving success. Love on the Rocks, Detecting Warning Signs and Lifelines, Episode 5. Welcome back to Resilient Hearts, Turning Breakdowns into Breakthroughs. And I'm your host, Aparna Jadhav. I hope you're doing well this week, and I'm so glad to have you back on my show. In today's episode, which is the fifth episode of our series titled Love on the Rocks, Detecting Warning Signs and Lifelines, we'll further delve into the signs that your relationship or marriage may be in trouble. Building upon what we discussed in the previous episode, we'll continue our exploration of the signs that often go unnoticed, but can be crucial indicators of a relationship in distress. These signs can provide valuable insights into the state of your relationship and serve as a catalyst for a positive change. Remember, our goal is to empower you with the knowledge and actions to work towards a healthier and a happier relationship. For the sake of explaining the topic properly, I am going to give you several examples as always. Please note that these are common occurrences and deal with no person in particular. Any resemblances are purely coincidental. Also, if you haven't had the chance to check out my earlier episodes in this series, please go ahead and do so. I'm sure you'll find a lot of information there as well. Now let's talk about the first sign for today. You no longer feel like yourself, and your marriage lacks a sense of priority in your life. This is a common issue in troubled marriages. If you experience a loss of self-identity, uncertainty about your values and priorities, or a lack of importance placed on your relationship, it's crucial to take a deeper look at what's happening. Consider the case of Mariam and Dheeraj, who have lost sight of their individual selves within the marriage. Such feelings of doubt and lack of alignment may indicate underlying challenges. Here are some steps you can take to improve the situation. Most important, as I always say, is self-reflection. Start by looking inward. Reflect on your goals, your values, and what truly matters to you. Reconnecting with your identity is essential before you can work on your relationship. Talk openly with your partner about how you have been feeling. Share your thoughts and concerns while also listening to your partner's perspective. Open communication can help rebuild a sense of shared purpose. Prioritizing is important. Re-evaluate your priorities as a couple. What are your shared goals and dreams? Are both of you on the same page regarding what matters most to your relationship? Make sure you're aligned in your vision for the future. Individual growth is very important, and I cannot stress more about its importance in our lives. Encourage each other's personal growth and pursuits. In a healthy relationship, both the partners should support the individual growth and aspirations of each other. Dedicate quality time to spend together, focusing on the activities that bring you joy as a couple. Rekindling the joy in your relationship can re-establish its importance. Set healthy boundaries that allow you to maintain your individuality within the relationship and respect each other's space and interest. Consider support from a therapist or counselor who can guide you in rebuilding your sense of self and your relationship priorities as well. Also, don't forget to celebrate your individual as well as collective achievements. Acknowledging your progress can boost your confidence and sense of purpose. So Mariam and Dheeraj, they worked together where they fell in love and got married. They lived in Chennai while their families lived in Pondicherry. After the birth of their daughter Ashna, Mariam had to leave her job as she had no help with the baby. The entire financial burden was now on Dheeraj, who had to take up a side consultation job as well to increase his earnings. Result was that both were frustrated. It was just work and work, and their personal passions and things they liked to do took a backseat. By the time they got time together, both were so exhausted and were in no zone to relax or even have a decent conversation with each other. They didn't recognize themselves anymore. Happiness had now turned into sadness. It seemed that there was nothing in their life except work, their marriage and their love was practically non-existent at this point of time. One day, Dheeraj took leave from work and both of them spoke about how they can resolve the situation. They decided to request their parents and see if they would be open to shifting to Chennai. Mariam's parents as well as Dheeraj's parents agreed. So as decided, Mariam's mom came over to stay for 6 months, followed by Dheeraj's mom. This pattern continued till Ashna was 3 years old and was now ready to go to playgroup. Mariam also took up her job again, and the good part was that she had an option to work from home when she needed. Happiness was restored in the family. Remember, the key is to strike a balance between nurturing your individual identities and maintaining a healthy and prioritized relationship. Now let's go to the second sign. The second sign actually raises a critical concern for me. Physical abuse as a red flag. This is not an issue that should ever be tolerated in any relationship. It's important to note that any form of physical abuse is completely unacceptable in a marriage. If you or your partner intentionally harm one another, it's a clear indication that the marriage needs to be ended. Remember, domestic violence should never be tolerated, and seeking help and support is crucial to ensure your safety and well-being. It's important to be vocal about this matter. Violence has no place in a healthy marriage or any relationship for that matter. Here are some immediate steps to take in case of violence. First, prioritize your safety. Your immediate priority should be your safety and the safety of your children if involved. If you are in immediate danger, call emergency services or a domestic violence hotline. Seek support. Reach out to trusted friends, family members, or a counselor who can provide emotional support and guidance through this challenging time. Establish boundaries. If the situation allows, establish clear boundaries with your abusive partner. Communicate that violence is unacceptable and you will not tolerate it. Legal action. Consider seeking restraining order or legal protection if necessary. Consult with an attorney or a legal advocate for guidance. Safety plan. Create a safety plan for yourself or your children if involved. This plan should include steps to take in case of emergency and a list of people to contact for support. Seek therapy or counseling individually to address the emotional trauma caused by abuse. It's essential to heal from the emotional scars. community resources. Explore resources and support organizations in your community that specialize in helping survivors of domestic violence. They can provide invaluable assistance and resources. Long-term planning. Plan for your long-term safety and independence, which may include seeking legal assistance to separate from your abusive partner. Remember, physical abuse is never your fault, and you deserve to live in a safe and healthy environment. Seeking help and taking action to protect yourself is a courageous step towards a brighter and safer future for yourself. Your safety is of paramount importance, and there is support available to help you through this challenging journey. Our journey through these warning signs now takes us to this vital indicator, which is a clear lack of respect for each other. Respect is the cornerstone of a healthy and thriving marriage. And when it's absent, it can lead to misunderstandings and discord. To illustrate this further, let's dive into actionable steps to address and potentially rectify this issue. Let's talk about Rohan and Sunita, a couple grappling with a significant absence of mutual respect. Rohan continuously disregards Sunita's boundaries, contributing to the erosion of the foundation of respect within their relationship. If you recognize similar dynamics in your own marriage, here are some actionable steps to take. Talk to your partner. Express your concerns about the lack of respect and actively listen to their perspective as well. This conversation should be conducted with total empathy and without blame. Just try to understand each other's perspectives here. Establish clear boundaries that define what is acceptable and unacceptable behavior within your relationship. These boundaries should be mutually agreed upon and respected by both the partners. Practice empathy. Make an effort to understand your partner's feelings, needs, and perspectives. Empathy most oftentimes can foster a greater understanding and pave the way to respect and rebuilding your relationship. Conflict resolution. Develop effective conflict resolution skills. Address the conflicts calmly and constructively, avoiding disrespectful language or behavior. Seek compromise and solutions that work for both of you. Seek mediation. If you find it challenging to address the lack of respect on your own, consider seeking mediation or counseling from a qualified professional. A neutral third party can guide the conversation and provide strategies for rebuilding respect for each other in the relationship. Model respect. Lead by example and demonstrate the respect you want to receive. Your behavior can influence your partner's actions. If trust has been damaged due to disrespect, work together on rebuilding it. Trust is essential for a healthy relationship, and its restoration may take time and effort. Self-reflection. Reflect on your own actions and behaviors. Are there ways in which you have contributed to the lack of respect in the relationship? Taking responsibility for your actions is a significant step towards change. Rohan was a neurosurgeon, while Sunita was a bank. After her marriage, upon the insistence of Rohan, Sunita left her banking job and was now a homemaker. Initially, she didn't mind it, but she soon realized that she wasn't getting the respect she deserved from Rohan, and nor did he appreciate the fact that she left her career for him. Her limits were crossed when, in one of the doctor's get-togethers, Rohan actually compared Sunita to another doctor's wife and actually asked Sunita to learn how to be smart from the other lady. This was too much for Sunita. She quietly told Rohan that she would be applying for new jobs and take it up as soon as she gets it. Obviously, this was the beginning of a series of fights and arguments between them. Rohan's mom was visiting them, At the same time, Sunita got a confirmation letter from the bank and was asked to join from the first of the next month. After a long talk with Sunita, she realized that her son was doing the same mistake her husband did. So she decided to take the matters into her own hand. She spoke to Rohan, not just as a mother, but as a woman as well. She made him realize that while his father's input was great, but that didn't undermine what she did and sacrificed to bring him up and make him a neurosurgeon. Then finally, she made him realize how wrong his behavior was towards Sunita. Ashamed of his own actions, he apologized profusely to Sunita. On the date of her joining, he drove her to the office himself. And never did he again in his life look down upon his wife or treat her with disrespect. Remember, building respect is a process that requires commitment and effort from both the partners. By taking these actionable steps, you can work towards restoring the foundation of respect in your marriage. Our fourth sign highlights a potential underlying struggle, dealing with depression. If you find yourself emotionally distant and not only from your spouse, but also from all your loved ones, you lose interest in activities that once brought you joy, it might be an indication of underlying depression. It's crucial to recognize that depression can cast a shadow over a marriage, affecting not just the individual, but also the relationship as a whole. If you or your partner are experiencing emotional distance, a loss of interest in previously enjoyed activities, and a sense of hopelessness, it's essential to take proactive steps to address this issue. Consider the situation of couples whose marriage is overshadowed by the weight of depression. They grapple with an overwhelming sense of negativity, helplessness that casts a dark cloud over their relationship. If you see parallels in your own marriage, here are some steps you can take. Initiate a compassionate and non-judgmental conversation with your partner about their feelings and experiences. Express your concern and actively listen to what they have to say. Ensure they feel heard and supported. Encourage your partner to seek professional assistance from a therapist or a counselor who specializes in treating depression. Therapy can provide essential tools and strategies for managing depression symptoms. Educate yourself. Take time to educate yourself about depression, its symptoms, and its treatment options as well. Understanding the condition can help you provide more effective support. Create a supportive environment. Foster a nurturing and understanding environment at home. Be patient with your partner as they navigate their depression and avoid placing blame or guilt on them. Self-care. Both the partners should prioritize self-care. Ensure you're taking care of your physical and emotional well-being as this will enable you to better support your partner. Encourage healthier habits. Encourage your partner to maintain a routine that includes regular exercise, a balanced diet, and sufficient sleep. These habits can have a positive impact on their mental health. Seek couples therapy. Consider couples therapy as a way to address the impact of depression on your relationship. A therapist can help you both navigate the challenges it presents. Monitor medication. If your partner is prescribed medication for depression, help them stay on track with their medication and attend medical appointments. Set realistic expectations. Understand that recovery from depression takes time. Set realistic expectations for both yourself and your partner and celebrate small victories along the way. Remember, depression is a medical condition and it's essential to approach it with empathy, patience, and a commitment to supporting your partner's journey towards recovery. seek professional help when needed, and remember that you're not alone in this journey. In this episode, we have thoroughly explored four signs that can be warning signals of a marriage or a relationship on the brink. Now, as we wrap up, I wanted to remind you that recognizing these signs is the first step towards making informed choices about your future. If you are feeling lost, overwhelmed, or stuck in the aftermath of a relationship ending, I'm here to provide you with the support and tools you need to heal and create a happier future. Simply click on the link in the podcast description to book a free clarity call with me. During this call, we'll explore if we are the right fit to work together on your journey to desired results. Also, don't forget to visit my website at www.aparnajadhav.com and follow me on Instagram at aparnajadhav.coach for more valuable insights and resources to empower yourself. Join us in the next episode as we uncover the remaining signs and delve deeper into the complexities of relationships. Remember, by recognizing these signs, we gain power to make informed choices about our future. So till our next episode, take care of yourself and have a good week. Bye-bye.